I'm a pimp. And pimps don't commit suicide.
Ooh. Yikes, dude. Yikes, man. What's going on? Another spine-tingling December edition of Super Sally Joe's, dude.
Yeah, man.
How are you doing?
I'm well, dude. I'm chilling about. And yeah, I'm enjoying this cold weather, you could
say. Are you really?
No, I'm not.
Yeah?
No. I'm not today, but I had the long johns on recently.
That's the way to go, man.
Oh, man, dude.
That is the ultimate way to stay warm and toasty.
It is. Oh.
Yeah.
Here and have a cute dog. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. I've just been out and about, dude. It's been a day, dude. It's just been a I don't know.
A good day or a bad day?
Neither one or the other.
I've just been.
Yeah. I hung out with a wiener dog earlier.
How was that?
That was it. It was good. I wish I might have to invest in one of those one day.
You're going to buy a dog?
Oh, if I did, it has to be something like his size.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's like max, too.
Yeah.
I don't like big dogs.
Finn's a nice little obese little dog.
Yeah. I like him. Yeah, he's just a little guy. I want a familiar. That's what I want. Or, no. Yeah. Not a familiar. It is a familiar.
Is it?
What's a homunculus? Your minion, your little guy.
Oh, yeah, homunculus?
Yes, the homunculus. I know that from the Sinbad movies. But yeah, I want one of those who can sit by me and do my bidding.
A loyal beast.
Yes, just a little guy. I'd fear a big one because it would overpower me one day.
Yeah, my mom and my sister both have big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, dude, it's like a Cujo situation waiting to happen.
Yeah, like Finn's teeth can't even cut butter. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
He's tried.
That's me, dude. I want to stick with him small. Yeah. So.
Nah, it's fun. Little dogs are just easier.
A little wean, too.
They're still playful. You can still play with them, you know?
I meant a little wiener dog, too. Not like they all have little weans, and I want their little weans around me. I just like a little wiener dog.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a difference.
They're a fun vibe.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. So what else is going on?
Really, man. Yeah. Oh, Thanksgiving was fun. That's right. We just had Thanksgiving.
Did we not have an episode after Thanksgiving?
No.
Did we? Oh, yeah. No, Thanksgiving was last week.
Yeah, Nick
this has been such a long fucking week. Yeah, we had Nick Cara, who, how hilarious is that he hates Matt Maron, dude. Like, he hates that fucking guy, right?
No.
Saying all that shit, like talking about how Matt's in love with Amanda Vasco.
Okay, he didn't say that.
He did say that, dude. No,
he didn't say any of that.
He said that on the pod. Were you not listening to the fucking pod?
Oh, he
was
say
explicitly
any of that.
Talking
he didn't
about
say
how
that off the pod either.
No, he said that on the pod.
He didn't say it on or off the pod.
He did.
And you could tell by how unread my face is that he didn't actually say that.
He was absolutely talking about that.
No, he wasn't.
Are you sure?
He's stuck.
Well, he definitely brought it up with you and I. Oh shit, did he really just say that off mic? I thought he brought that up on the mic.
He'll come on again, but he'll also deny this, as he should.
Well, I'm going to have to fucking pull up the recording.
Public relations with our
pull
guests.
Up the recording of it right here. I'm just going to have like a footage not found fucking error message.
404?
Yeah, 404. 404 file not found.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
But damn, dude, if it does exist.
I know.
Did we record that? I thought I had
that. No, you don't have it.
Oh, well, bummer, dude.
It didn't happen.
It happened, dude. I remember it so vividly. And you were there, and you were there. Everyone was there, dude.
Yeah.
I'll find that footage if it's the last thing I'll do.
Okay, well.
I'll exonerate myself.
All right, it's fine. If it's there, I'll...
It's there, dude. I remember,
as guilty, I guess.
He was complaining about Fight Club, remember? Because, Matt always fucking errs on women. Oh, shit, he really didn't say that on the fucking mic. Oh, well, whatever, dude.
Shut up.
What? It's fine, dude.
I don't care.
Dude. Hey, man, I got a journalistic integrity
I'm
to fucking tell the truth.
Than all these people, and none of them will stand up to me. So
yeah, dude.
When they see me, they're great to see you. And I go, you too. And they turn around and they go, you piece of shit. And I go, what a nice guy.
Yeah. Get him, Sully.
That's me.
Get him. Don't you think, boss?
Yeah, hey. I heard you were saying something about my buddy Joe.
You need to be quiet now. You know, you didn't mean to kill him.
Yeah,
oh, no, Joe, it happened again.
Joe, they're quiet. Too quiet.
Uh-oh.
No, you told me to make him stop talking, but not forever.
I Like how you just end up doing a Matt Maron voice anyway. Oh, we all Matt. Just do a Matt Maron voice.
No,
dude.
I couldn't, dude.
Friend of the podcast, Matt Maron.
There's
dude.
No way you could kill Matt with one slam, dude.
One bullet. They go with like Lenny of Mice and Men.
It's like, yeah, it's, he'd be like, he'd like catch my arm and yeah. be like, wait a minute.
Hey, wait a minute. You're trying to kill me. What? No, buddy.
I know this move.
Hey, wait a minute. Not so fast, pal.
No, I'm dying.
Oh, so, my yeah. God. The hell of a run, dude.
That was good.
That was damn, good dude. What's on your Christmas list?
Hey, we can get back to Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving, books. Dude. Wait, I got because there was Nick Cara and Amanda Xbox. Vasco and Matt
right,
Maron.
Right, that thing.
Thankful, that, for, thankful for my vivid memory, dude. How? What did you have for that? You had a traditional Italian Thanksgiving, huh?
No. I went to my Polish side.
Really?
Side. Yeah. I missed the. Dude, my old my old Thanksgiving used to be massive. Like, it used to be like 60 people.
Yeah.
A lot.
Damn. Like, did you have those big fucking tinfoil trays of food?
Yeah.
Over the Bunsen burner type shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of shit, dude. Like, a lot. We would have like hors d'oeuvres. Mm-hmm. Then, like, the spaghetti, not really, but I'm just saying spaghetti, lasagna.
You know, what's that real fancy spaghetti, lasagna?
Lasagna and, like, salad, meatballs.
Nice. Yeah.
All the Italian stuff, then the turkey, then dessert. So it was,
damn.
Like, layers. And by hors d'oeuvres, you're pretty full, too, because it's a lot.
And it's, like, probably big-ass portions and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude.
Yeah.
And I would get in a fight with my family members every year about meatballs
because
they didn't make enough. But I came from far, and I never saw them or mm-hmm. ate the meatballs they made, and they were really good. So I would take more than I was supposed to. And every year, I'd get in a verbal fight with my family about it.
There's Excel, you're taking too many
yeah.
meatballs.
They're like, hey, who do you think you are? It was like that, actually.
Oh, Mr.
Like,
Big Man with the meatballs.
And I would like get, I'd be like, I only come here once a year. And I'd get like really mad at them. And I'd still eat it. And then I'd come around and I'd try to take their meatballs. Anyway.
You had that picture of you as like a little kid for Thanksgiving. You were with family.
Yeah, I have a bunch.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the one with me and my mom. Yeah,
yeah,
I
that's a
on
funny
my Instagram,
photo, dude.
But she was blurred.
You look like a little thug, man. You look like such a little thug.
I don't look great without facial hair.
Man, this kid had detention all the time, man. This kid was staying inside for lunch
multiple
days.
That was me in my 20s, too. It's crazy. That was me in my 20s. You don't even want to see me in my teens.
Oh, that's
weird.
Fucking hilarious, dude. We thought you were like a little kid.
Everyone thinks I'm young. Dude, I met some
the curse, dude.
People after the show this year.
Yeah. And they're like, what grade are you in?
Yeah, they asked me. They were like, oh, we thought you were younger. And I was like, how old do you think I was? They're like 27 at the latest. I was like,
I'm 38.
32, but thank you. Yeah. Thank you for...
Thank you for thinking I'm 5 years younger.
Yeah, thank you. No, but yeah, that was cool.
It's always nice to be like mistaken as a youngin', dude.
Did you have any? You didn't do anything for Thanksgiving.
I went to a restaurant with Kelly.
Oh, that's
she and I went to. I did that thing where, you know, it's like that the crucifix menu, you know, where it's like a set price.
Oh, you went and got a Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
dinner.
We went and got
oh,
a Thanksgiving
wow.
dinner.
Was it
dude.
Good?
It was really nice, dude. We went to a fancy Manhattan restaurant. She picked it out.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, DM Kelly Taylor. Hello, this is at Hello, this is Kelly to find out what restaurant we went to because I don't remember. But it was nice, dude. It was like one of those fancy restaurants, you know?
Yeah.
Like we've been trying to like live it up a little bit more NYC okay. style. It was not. It's always nice spending time with her, too.
Of course. Dude.
And it's nice doing like stuff just like coupley, like our family, you know, not just like, OK, let's go visit my family. Or she's going to visit her family. But
right.
Like, you're going to have to visit my family for Christmas.
Oh, dude. You love that.
I hate traveling during the fucking holidays, dude. Thank Christ for pre-check, dude.
I'm not even flying. I'm just driving. I drive at night or early morning.
Damn. Well, like, it's like I can't drive to fucking California.
I know. That's not great.
Unless I was just like fucking methed out trucker.
No, that'd be fun. You could be that guy.
I probably could,
with
dude.
You just need the meth.
Yeah, I just need the meth, dude. I go to all the truck stops. What am I going to... Flapjacks, definitely have sex with the hookers at
yes.
the truck stop restaurants.
Lot lizards, dude.
Yeah,
but you're not gonna pay, so you're getting a knife or a gun.
Isn't that crazy to be like a lot lizard? Like, what little girl is like? I want to have sex with like the ugliest, smelliest men in
well,
America.
No woman wants to do that. I don't think. I also was talking on another podcast this week with
what?
Someone.
What, Sally? I forbid you from doing other podcasts.
No, I did someone else's pod. I shot us out though. So
Thank Christ for that, dude. The one thing keeping us, the one thing keeping this fucking little fucking scheme afloat, dude. Those shout outs, dude. There, but for the grace of God, go our fans. And you know what? We don't ask for money.
No,
which
not,
is like kind,
no,
dude.
Not at all. We haven't.
We're really
we just
old.
Want you to subscribe. Actually, if you made it this far into the podcast, which by your analytics, hopefully you have. Please go subscribe. That's all we really ask of right now. And yeah. Tell your friends. Be like,
that's all we need.
Hey, you listen to what's his name? Rich Glass. Who's
Todd Glass?
No, the other one. Who's the guy with the glass? Fuck. Todd. It's God damn it. Rick Glass. It is Rick.
Yeah,
Glass.
Rick
Glassman. If you listen to this, but also listen to Rick Glassman's podcast.
Yeah.
Just stop listening to his podcast because it's not good. And just subscribe to ours and tell your friends about this one instead of the famous one. Because the famous one's annoying with a guy who fakes his anxiety. So
yikes,
let's just
dude.
Move
he
on.
Made it all up. He
I ma- know.
He, it's a make it up, dude.
It's just a, like, if you have anxiety, just take care of it. Stop bitching about it.
Yeah.
As a man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a grown man.
Just walk it off.
Just do something about it.
What would you do? Take a loaded gun to a fucking public place?
Yeah. I sneak up at someone at an ATM. Yeah. I put a gun to their head and I go, give me your wallet. And then I read their info.
Don't react.
Yeah. I read their info and go, what do you want to do with your life? And I do the whole Fight Club thing to them.
Tomorrow will be the most beautiful day of his life.
Exactly. And I help people that way. So that's what I do when I have anxiety.
Damn, I'd be so fucking pumped if someone was going to kill me.
Yeah.
I'd
me
like,
too.
Thank you, dude. That's why Fight Club doesn't appeal to millennials anymore.
Yeah. If someone ran up to me and put a gun to my head, I'd be like, oh, man, just let me think about one thing really quick.
I fucking loved Fight Club in high school.
Yeah.
I fucking loved
it. Of course.
Dude, I fucking dressed like Tyler Durden, like a little faggot. I was like, damn, I look so fucking cool.
You had a red leather jacket.
I had a jacket, dude. I had like the, I had the glasses, dude.
Tips.
Yeah. I was like, damn, I'm fucking cool. I'm fucking cool as shit.
I did love Fight Club. Yeah. Love Fight Club when I first saw it. And it still holds
when
up.
And then
it's just
find
gay.
Out Chuck Palahniuk's a faggot.
Yeah.
So it's like, actually, I realize I don't like that. Actually, I hate everything about this. And I hate the way it makes me feel.
Yeah, the fact that just Marla Singer shows up to have sex, is that's how you know it was a gay guy. He's like, he wrote it like, oh, this is me and my gay lifestyle.
Yeah, this is how like gay men fucking interact. So I'll just like make it. I'm gonna have a woman act like a gay man. It's like, well, I got news for you, dude. Fucking women aren't as depraved as a gay man.
Yeah. Because
gay men are like vile and depraved.
They really
like,
are.
Really at their core.
We gotta get Pete Angelo on to talk to him about it. They
honestly, it's like, isn't it crazy that like gay
He's
people can adopt? I don't think gay people should be able to adopt. We're an anti-gay adoption podcast, folks. If we ever do ask for money, it's gonna go to like those causes.
Ooh.
That prevent gay people from adopting.
Oh, okay.
I think we should roll back the gay rights.
Ooh.
How about that? Do you think you agree with that? Remember on the podcast last week with Nick Cara where he was like, I hate fucking gay rights. And you're like, we should take back all gay rights. And
yeah,
he was
dude.
Like, not only should we take back gay rights, we should also kill Matt Maron.
We're
like, whoa, Nick Cara, let's calm down a little bit.
Drive a Charger through a parade
That'd
that happens
sick.
Every year around here. No.
Remember when that happened?
But it was for a different parade and different
was
people.
It?
Yes.
What was the parade?
I think it's a Black Lives.
Oh, who cares? That was actually a Black Lives riot.
Wait, that's right. It was a,
it was a riot.
Sorry. It wasn't a Black
Lives. It was a riot. Black people were rioting. And a courageous white guy said, not happening.
Honestly, that was one of the... Listen.
Do you think... Did you?
No, I am like...
Were you scared when Black Lives Matters? I was
no,
in Harlem.
No, it wasn't. When white supremacy, when a hate group starts marching, I am actually for people rioting against them.
Like who?
Like
Kyle Rittenhouse?
Like if we walked outside and people were like, I hate black people, I'd be like, fuck you, dude. Like, what the fuck's your problem? It's not cool, man.
What?
But. Against-
Oh, I guess what? I support freedom of speech.
I very conveniently support
freedom of speech, Alexander.
But that, yeah, me too. I also understand,
you don't. You tried to silence them.
Not silence them. I would maybe yell fuck you and move on. I'm not going to take a brick to their face. I don't have time to.
I would catch it. I would catch the brick.
I would, did you jump in front of it? No.
Look out, black people, look out.
No, so. No violence, but I understand when it happens. So you know what I mean?
You understand. Oh, Sally.
Against the hateful people.
Well, who are the hateful people, though?
Exactly. It depends on which side you're looking at.
Whose side are you supporting?
What time of day it is, you know what I mean?
Night.
At the same time, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened.
Where?
I think this was the Charlottesville. Was this one?
Oh, where the guy fucking drove a truck.
Yeah, that's what we're talking. That's what the original thing was.
Oh yeah. Well, that was a fucking fine. That was fine. Well, I mean, like,
oh well.
Like, do you really name all the people that got run over?
I know. It's the same thing with Louis C.K. They're like,
were the women he fucking raped? That's like the real question everyone's afraid to ask. Like, can we roll some footage of the women who got raped in that green room so we can see what their set's like? And then we'll decide, were they actually a falling star ruined
it's
by...
Like Adrienne Abalucci's hanging out with him all the time. She's pretty funny, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. All these fucking fun... There's tons of funny women that still hang out with Louis C.K. Yep. I hung out with Louis C.K. He never did nothing to me.
Yeah.
You know what he said? He said, you're the fucking greatest comedian I've ever seen.
I believe that.
Yeah. And he was like, if you'll excuse me, I got to go rape a woman. And I was like, damn, all right. Well, you do, greatest fucking living, white living comedian of all time. Because let's be real, Chappelle's pretty powerful, too.
He's pretty good, but he's got a little pontificating.
He's got way too. You know what the problem is? Like, once you think you're cool, it's over.
I know.
You can't actually think you're cool. And Chappelle thinks he's so. And he is cool.
Yeah, he is.
But you can't think you're cool.
Like, Richard Pryor never was like, I'm the best.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
Kevin Hart funny is, like, he still is, like, self-deprecating. And I don't think Chappelle can be self-deprecating.
I don't think Kevin Hart has also ever said, I'm the best.
He never is. He's just, like, a nice guy.
He just, if he wanted to, could literally be like, he could, like, list off his accomplishments and just kind of.
He could just drop his fucking wallet, dude. He's also, he's so much, like, I bet he's, like.
I respect that, too.
He's probably, like, so much more, like, on the down low richer than he comes across.
Yeah.
Like, he comes across as rich.
Yeah.
But he's like probably immensely, because he also has like a clothing, like they have,
yeah.
Like, man, that's how you got to make money.
Yeah. We got to start doing that.
What do you do? How do you fucking handle your money? This is now a Wall Street investment podcast.
Dude, I look at the market every morning. I sip my coffee. I sit there and then I make some calls. Yeah. I call my buddy and see, I don't know. I've never even watched one of those podcasts to do
how do you invest your money?
Invest? What are you
talking
about?
You have to invest, dude.
Invest? You invest? Because no, I don't. Yeah, I was about to say.
That's a fucking fool's errand.
I just try to make money.
I have my money in multiple high-yield savings accounts across the country.
I got to do like that, a Roth IRA thing at some point, but I'm also lazy.
You can get a Roth IRA. You can get like a regular 401. I just have a regular 401k.
Yeah, I
got
to do one of those. I actually have enough money to put in one and be okay and before, like to make up the time I've made. Oh, here we go.
All right,
look at this guy.
Dog.
Hello. Anyway, just talking about a kid I had the podcast with, porn stuff.
Yes.
Why do women even do it? Why do women even do the porn anymore?
Why do women do porn?
It's like, why does anyone get into it? I mean, dudes, it's like,
good.
Fuck all the chicks, yes.
It's like a fetish, dude.
You know what's going to happen, though. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
There's out of like... Think about
would you turn down the opportunity to be a porn star? It's like, hey, Alexander, we'd actually like love to.
Is my head hidden?
What, you're afraid of like your fucking face being seen?
Yeah, I don't
seen?
Ever want anyone.
Why?
Someone's gonna see that.
So what are they gonna say? Oh, hey, you have the fucking coolest job ever. What are the odds that people are gonna be like, oh, you're in porn, but you have a disgusting dick? They're either not gonna acknowledge it, or they're gonna think it's way fucking cool.
This
dude.
Is true, I guess.
Nobody's like gonna fucking like. The people that would shame you for doing porn are the people that also can't admit they watch porn. So it's fucking perfect.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you've convinced me, you could say. But for the lovely ladies of the world, it seems like there's...
Because it's empowering for them. Dude, it's a whole new fucking porn game now, mon frere.
Most of them either go die or go the way of, like, I want it all removed nowadays. There's a few, like, there's only a few, how many Rachel
Stars like Riley
are
Reed,
there? You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, purge my fucking information.
Rachel Starr is still out there being a goddess, and everyone else is acting like a Catholic or like heroin, you know what I mean?
I think there's like a healthy medium. Like a lot of the fucking porn actresses.
It's all sort of a bit, but it's
they're
true.
Fucking, they transition into like MILF porn and shit, you know? There's still a career. There's probably like a better career for, older people in adult films now than ever before.
Maybe.
It's less taboo now.
Yeah.
You don't have to retire if you don't want to.
I know. That's what I mean. I mean, some of them look great. Some of them look, you know, like Sarah J looks rough, dude.
Sarah J looks beautiful.
Oh, sure, dude.
No, I mean, you know why? But, like, I mean, like, that's also part of the aging process. She's, like, you know, 58. Maybe.
Okay. I don't know.
Around that age.
I'm not Googling that one.
Mid-40s, maybe.
But, yeah. So, that was that. Thanksgiving, though?
Yes, what happened?
Very interesting, funny event. I was at, you know, like, that thing where everyone's, like, confront people at Thanksgiving and you're like, I'm not going to do that.
The airing of grievances.
Yeah, that bullshit. It's like,
Alex, you're too fucking gay.
Yeah, not even exactly.
Alex, why? Every it's time, like, I try to go to the bathroom, you're in there. You're panting. We know what you're doing in there. You're breaking your grandmother's heart. You stop playing with your damn pecker. You come out here and you say grace with the rest of the Tomasellis.
Well, yeah.
Was that what happened?
No, it's not what happened. It's the, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant, like, everyone has that thing where they're like, I try not to get involved politically. I try to keep my mouth shut. That
yeah,
bullshit.
I can't be quiet anymore.
I can't be quiet. So, this usually my family's pretty good with that, but this year one of my family members said something wild. It was my mom, and it wasn't even wild where I had to address it. It was just so wild that nobody, like, even addressed it after
Please
she
tell
said
me
it.
She said death to Palestine.
No, that would have been hilarious though. That would have been. I don't know. I don't think that would have honestly been a not even more on brand. Just like just
I just want to say I'm thankful to all those brave IDF soldiers who are sending them dirty Hamas, that? Which is every single member of Palestine to the flaming pits of hell. Which,
no.
As a Jew, we don't believe in yet. For these animals, we'll make a rare exception to our goofy religion.
It is crazy how they don't believe in hell, and it's like
they don't believe in hell. They control Hollywood. It sounds like a win-win, dude.
And the weather. It sounds like they have everything figured out from every perspective.
Yeah, but those noses.
Yeah, they.
Oh, but you got a big nose. What are you worried about? You're one of them.
They look, dude. They think I'm one of them often.
Excuse me. Are you Jewish? No. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. They're like, huh? This fucking guy over here. He's like, he's better than us. I'm just like, all right, dude. Just blowing weed smoke in their face.
Nice, dude. How disrespectful.
I know. But mom, dude, so me and my cousins were all like eating hors d'oeuvres, like in the kitchen, just talking. We're talking about horror movies.
Okay.
My mom just interjects and goes, if you think that's scary, you should just YouTube pedophile castle. And then tell me what you think. And we were just like, why would we?
That's going to put you on like some kind of
I know,
of
that's what I said. I was like, first of all, it's like a list thing. Second of all, why are you doing this?
Hey, did you know if you search for chicken soup on Facebook, they're like, that's actually for child sex thing?
I didn't know that at all.
I found that through a fucking meme, and now I think I might be on some watch group.
Why? Just because you saw the meme?
I searched chicken soup, and they're like, hey, just so you know, this can be used for child sex trafficking.
What?
Yeah.
It popped
Look
up.
It up, dude.
I'm not looking it up.
Yeah,
dude.
Right. You're a little bitch.
But that's what I said to my mom. I'm like, nobody here's going to YouTube that. And she goes, "If I'm just saying it's out there." And we're going, what? Because she went down like the Diddy rabbit hole, and then it went down.
Isn't it funny when like there are these guys like Chris D'Elia who are like, oh, you really think there's like a Hollywood sex ring? Oh, really, dude?
And then there is.
And then there is. And like, he's involved in it. Puff Daddy's involved in it.
Well, she's talking about one in like fucking Belgium or some shit. Some crazy.
And then like, you know.
She's talking about shit that people don't even know about and bringing it up at dinner.
Like what?
Shit.
Like the pagers that will fucking blow up?
Yeah. No. I mean, she knew about that too. But she knows about like, my mom's getting. Now my mom is involved in the dark web of the pedophile rings and trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, but that's like what moms do because they don't have fucking jobs.
I know, that's what I mean. It's like
my mom's just on CNN just getting radicalized. Like, it's just as bad as like
I know
a grandparent that watches Fox News who loves Trump. She watches it and like she's going to think that it's like heroic that Joe Biden pardoned Hunter Biden.
I mean, you would do that for your son, right? Wouldn't you?
If he's not gay.
If he was gay,
dude, I'm sending him to a fucking Chinese. If my son was gay, I'd kill him myself.
I'm pretty sure Hunter Biden wasn't gay.
Yeah, he fucked his dead brother's wife.
Yeah.
Dude. How fucking cool is that?
And I think
Hunter Biden is such a fucking train wreck, but it's so funny.
He is like, if you were a rich politician's son, he is like kind of a wild, like, he's a wild tale. You know what I mean?
Like, well, he's like that troubled kid that stayed troubled his whole,
the whole life.
It's like fucking ridiculous. Like, you're in your 50s smoking crack.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
I'm sorry, dude. Grow up. Like, fucking, like, come on. You're smoking crack. Just take fucking pills like everywhere, like Adderall.
You loved videotaping it, too.
It's it's like, damn, dude, I don't even like fucking... Wouldn't it be cool if he was a streamer?
Yeah. Dude, I stop. It's hard for me, even my juvenile brain, to not be like, look at me smoking weed tonight.
It's fucking cool to take a photo of yourself smoking weed.
Smoking a
joint. I would imagine like smoking crack is even cooler.
I guess, yeah. You're like, yo, they probably think
but
this
like,
is weird.
I mean, like, I've filmed myself like snorting fucking like shit. I've on myself like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. Like, and then it just like, it looks stupid. I'm like, oh, I look like a fucking
ugly snorting
retard.
Looks crazy.
Snorting is like fucking, yeah, ridiculous, dude. Just like snorting fucking ketamine alone in my room when I should be at work.
Mm.
I remember like people were like, hey, you got to do this shit. And like I'm on like ketamine. I'm completely disassociated.
I've never done it.
Oh, it's amazing. Drugs are fucking awesome, dude.
Maybe one day, dude.
You should
I
do every
do
drug.
Shrooms again with
not with a non-fucking homosexual.
Yeah,
maybe
not with a gay guy and go to a horror movie, make out, and go home.
Did you really make out?
No,
with
we didn't
Dane?
Make out. Me and Dane didn't make out.
Well, Dane, the same guy that makes the fucking theme song music.
Yes. Shout out Dane Rothberg.
Nice, dude.
Sure, he'll be on the pod one day.
Maybe, dude.
He gets his life together, all right? You know what?
Yeah.
His
well, now that he's not doing his bottom text podcast with your arch nemesis, Ron Irving.
Not, what? I love Ron.
I thought you hated him.
No.
Weird, dude.
Shut up.
What
I
a
hate
fucking
you.
Crazy misunderstanding, dude. Wow, this podcast, man. I'm sorry, dude. I've been like fucking
so many
misinterpreting.
Dude. I don't like
I've been just misinterpreting things left and fucking right, dude. I was like saying what was clearly a fucking private conversation. I probably. Even though I'm pretty sure Nick Carr did say it on the fucking pod.
I don't think he did.
I 100%.
And I'm sure he didn't say it at all.
Well, I edited the pod, and I think he did say it. It's like a well-known fact, dude. What are we going to do? Do you think it's like a bad thing that everyone I've done a podcast with has either died or stopped doing a podcast with me?
One person died.
One person
had
died.
Nothing to do with you, the pod, though.
I don't
or
know.
During when you guys were doing it.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like maybe if I like stayed, because like the problem was like, you know, it was just hard because he was always in New Jersey and he had like a family. You
that'll
know?
Get in the way, dude.
Yeah, so it's like we could never hang out as much as we wanted to.
Yeah,
and then one day you just find out he died through like a New Jersey comic saying R.I.P. and you're like, damn, dude, I feel like that. I lost a lot of fucking people this past couple years. Yikes, dude. And it was a rough year, dude. 2024, not that fucking cool now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I turned 40. The gayest thing that can happen is like to be old. Like I thought 30 was fucking old.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Like I still feel like a child, which is the worst part of all of it.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot
never
lately.
Fucking feel like an adult. You're never like, well, I'm just a fucking adult now. I'm like, damn, I'm a fucking little kid that does like dumb fucking shit.
All I want to do is that, though, dude. That's it. Like, I thought you and I have talked about that lately. Like, all I want to do at the end of the day is like just play video games and watch TV.
I just want to do drugs and play video
games. Yeah, I don't
dude.
Really. If I could make money doing that or get genuine. If I could get the fulfillment I get from like crushing a stand up set from that. I would never do stand-up a day in my life. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm never going to. Maybe we should stop stand-up. Maybe we should just focus 100% on podcasting.
Yeah.
Are you in?
I don't get. No, that's like not even a like an iota of the stand-up crush.
Ugh, I know.
Well, it is. It's like.
Well, like, I mean, podcasting is just so supplementary to stand-up. It's difficult. Like, it can't be its own thing. But
I did 40 minutes of stand-up this weekend.
Really? I'm going to do 40 minutes of stand-up this weekend.
There you go. Ooh. One up in me, huh?
Where you're doing it, where?
Well, I did it at, shout out Kevin Doty.
Did
I did
you film
this
it?
Place.
I did. Really? Fucking let's post it.
I don't know if it's
we'll post
that
it on
good.
The channel. Yeah, we'll post the whole thing on the channel.
But it was good.
All for it. Folks, stay to this channel, subscribe to this channel, and you're going to watch an uncut 40-minute Alexander Tom Spaghetti, Tomaselli.
You can't do that.
Set.
No way.
It's happening, dude. People want to see it, dude.
I flubbed a bit.
Post a set.
No. It's also way too long and unpolished.
What? 40 minutes? No way. It's probably the tightest fucking 40 minutes, dude.
No.
Just post it.
No, it was
we're living
fun,
in
though.
The age of self-promotion, dude. People are putting out half-baked fucking specials all the time.
Dude, people would have half-baked everything right now, dude. Everything's half-baked.
I'm putting out my half hour.
Yeah, when?
Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you all like to know?
Yeah.
Don't worry about old Joey G, dude. I got 4 iPhone camera setups. Fucking poor audio of the fucking audience and myself.
Yeah. You got to intercut clips Damn, of dude. Like people who clearly aren't there.
Yeah.
Like Oscar footage.
Yeah. Or like that Alex Davenport footage that we showed Ooh, where like the audience was so like weird.
Naming a lot
should
of
we like should we
this.
Show like little clips of that? No, it's too mean.
Yeah.
Don't
do that, Tim. Sorry, caught a fucking yawn bug.
Damn, dude,
what
I'm sorry. Am
fuck?
I fucking boring
You're
you,
not
dude?
Either. I'm,
am I fucking?
Don't even know
am
happening.
I fucking boring you?
This happens all the time.
You had a long day. It's like we're doing like a podcast at the end of the day.
This is true. Most people do them at like 11 a.m. I've realized.
Dude, I had an awful day at work today, dude. I fucking hate my job.
Yeah, you should bring a gun.
I work remote, so it'll be harder to just kill myself.
You should upload like the. That caterpillar virus to all their computers somehow.
This customer is being an asshole, and I sighed. I went, he was like, "Did you sigh?" And I was like, "No." He was like, "You fucking sighed." And I like listened to the recording, and like, you can't hear me sigh. And I was like, "Fucking thank God, dude." He just sounds like a fucking psychopath.
Even if you sighed, is that like frowned upon? Hard?
Who gives a fuck, yeah, dude?
As long as you don't, dude. You can't get mad at them, right? That's the thing. Yeah, or get. Antagonistic.
Well, you can get antagonistic.
Oh, yeah?
You just have to walk the line.
Yeah.
You can't be like, well, fuck you, too.
Well, I'm going to hang up this phone if you keep that tone up, because I don't like it. I feel unsafe. I would use that all the time.
I mean, I have.
I text anytime Snapchat or anything texts me an ad unwanted, like, hey, from Snapchat, I'll text them back and say, I feel like you've attacked me just now, and I don't want you to message me ever again. And I just keep doing that to them. Until they just give up.
Do they ever give up?
It gets less frequent.
Yeah. I feel attacked. You're just like, I'm a little fucking sissy.
I think I'm going to write other stronger language next time. Yeah. Like, hey, I don't know if you've ever been raped before, but you're kind of doing that to me. But every time you send me one
you
of these.
You can just be like, this triggers me sexually.
Just triggers me sexually in the worst ways.
Yeah. It makes me a threat to myself and others.
I was attacked as a child, and this is kind of what it reminds me of.
This reminds me of those evil back days.
Yeah.
Damn, Sully. Are you nervous?
No. What would I be nervous about?
Doing another 40 minutes.
40?
You already did 40 minutes.
I was going to say, I think we already did it without even realizing it. I'm not going to look yet.
I mean, you did 40 minutes on stage last week, you fucking pothead.
Oh, yeah.
You were bragging about how fucking incredible it was and how... Nobody on this, our loyal fan so base of over 49 subscribers.
I know. Can someone else listening who's listening just subscribe?
Or maybe we should start sharing it. Where should we share it? On Reddit?
I don't know. We need clips.
You need
too.
To share it.
Share it on Reddit?
You need to fucking start sharing these
Every
videos.
Every time too. I go to Reddit and I go to one of those things, they reject my submissions because I always miss something.
God, what'd you miss?
Like one of the regulations is like, don't do it then. Don't do this. Don't put your name. Don't. Tag your Instagram. It's always I miss one of those rules, and they're like, nope, rejected, banned.
Damn.
I'm like, okay, fuck you, dude.
Damn, that's gay.
It is gay. We should post it somewhere, though. Should make some clips.
Nope. Where? How?
I don't know. We'll do it. We'll make it happen. We're lazy.
We'll get an AI program to fucking write up the clips for us, dude.
Oh, I keep looking at that pepperoni roll.
Because I think like all we have to do is just like put the YouTube channel... page.
Yeah.
And they'll cut up the clips for us.
We'll do it. We'll make
and you
it
know
happen.
What? I'm going to have AI do it because I want to have a robot slave.
Yeah. If we're going to have any... Yeah, you can't have human slaves anymore.
Yeah, dude. It's like, I don't want to fucking like subject somebody to going through our clips and cutting that shit up. They don't want to do that.
No.
They want to watch fucking porn. They want to watch fucking child porn. They don't want to edit my videos.
I don't know why they'd have to
Any
watch
fucking
that.
New York editor that doesn't edit our podcast is a fucking child porn aficionado. And that's why they're not editing this. And that's why I have to fucking edit this shit on iMovie. So every time you see like a little cutaway or you're like, oh, this isn't up to par. It's like, dude, I'm doing this on a fucking 2020 MacBook. Like, give me a fucking break, you know? Like, fuck, dude. Like, sometimes I'll fucking export a video and like you're running out of space. I'm like, it's one fucking video. How does it take up this much fucking space?
I agree.
Ghost of Steve Jobs, I implore you, dude. Make it a little easier, dude. It's like I'm just editing a fucking podcast video. I shouldn't need state-of-the-art fucking, you know, laptops to do it, man. Come on, dude. Hell Have a heart, you fucking autistic fucking brilliant guy. He was autistic, dude.
Weren't they all?
You got to be, like, retarded to have cancer and be a billionaire and be like, hey, we can treat your cancer. And he's like, oh, I'm going to be like raw vegan.
Yeah, he's genuinely retarded. I mean, also, probably whatever dumb bitch he was with was like, you don't need it. You're great.
Yeah.
I got you. I'll rub this cucumber
Women
on
love
face.
To watch a man die, dude. Yeah. Women get no greater joy from life than to watch a man slowly die.
Because then they get to pretend like they're sad about it, too. Right. So they get the grief, like, attention from it.
They're both Florence Nightingale and the Black Widow. Yeah.
They get both, dude. They literally get to kill you and grieve about it. It's the best.
They're sick.
Yeah. Most women are like that, too.
They're all like that, dude. Yeah. Except my precious Gumar,
not
dude.
Not Kelly, dude.
Sweet Kelly, dude. My North Star.
My lady would do that.
You love her very much.
She would definitely try to kill
remember
me.
When,
anyway,
remember
she
when
would.
You were like writing in your notebook and you're drawing like little hearts and arrows and stuff?
No.
And I'm like, Sully, what is that, dude? No. And you're like, nothing.
It's not true.
And I'm like, what is this? Is that your set list? Let me take a look. And you're like, no. And I was like, wait a minute, what is this? Like, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Sully, what the hell kind of bit is this?
You're a ween, dude. You're a dork.
Nah, you're happy, dude.
She's
I've never
cool
seen
lady.
You so happy and so ecstatic, okay. Dude.
No.
Can you what song would you sing if you had to declare your love for her?
A song?
Yeah.
Bitches by Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Whoa, excellent, dude. The ultimate romance.
I only know that just because she and I were hanging out over the holiday, and it was playing when we were hanging out.
Did you share a kiss to that song?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you did.
To Bitches by Mindless Self-Indulgence. It's a good song.
I once shared the song Baby by Justin Bieber with a girl.
Oh, that's cute.
And then she died.
Oh, well, that's... That's also
hey, que sera, sera, dude.
Yeah.
Easy come, easy go. She died of HIV.
Oh, well, that's...
Isn't that a bummer?
Fortunate for both of you.
I mean, how'd you get that?
Yeah, or she, you have to go get tested either way.
Yeah, well, you know what's crazy? Is like a couple other girls I hooked up with after her, they all died of HIV.
Wow, what a coincidence.
What's going on, dude? What's going on? You ever do that where you're like, I might have an STD, and then like you fuck some girl, and then like she gets tested, and she's like, I don't have any STDs.
You're like, woo!
And I'm like, damn, dude, I don't have any STDs.
All the time, dude,
I once said that. I once said that to a girl, where she was like, oh, I got an STD test, and I'm clean. And I was like, great, that means I'm clean. And she's like, you've never gotten tested?
She's like, wait a minute.
And I'm like, shut up, bitch. I just did.
Yeah, I just did. Yeah. It's like... It's not that I've
like,
never gotten tested. I've gotten tested before, but because I've thought I've had an STD, if I have sex with a girl with no condom and weeks go by and nothing happens, why would I do go get tested?
Yeah, dude, like, who gives a fuck? What am I going to do? Oh, guess what? I have AIDS.
Yeah.
What's done is done.
Or it's just
the die's cast.
Yeah, it's like, how dormant are STDs? You know what I mean?
I mean, like, STDs aren't even a death sentence anymore, dude. One, it's impossible for a fucking straight man to get AIDS. Unless he's doing heroin.
Heroin and fucking a guy in the ass while you have like cuts on your
literally like fucking a man and doing
and
sharing
at the same time.
And sharing. It's like, you know, that's the other thing is like I feel like during DARE, they kind of make it seem like you can get AIDS from doing heroin, but it's from sharing the needles. It's not from heroin itself.
No, so, heroin is clean on this one.
Heroin honestly will probably keep you cleaner and might have even kept a few of those folks alive longer because of it. Isn't it cool we're a fucking comedy podcast and we can literally say whatever we want? Like, we really can't. Like, we're living in like this age where I don't think we have to like be like, well, you know, fucking don't say this or don't say that.
If someone did though try to be like, look at what you guys are saying, I'd be like, I can't believe you take this 100% seriously.
No, it's impossible. You can't take our podcast is called Super Selly Joes. Yeah. Like, come on, dude.
If you get your information from us, you're kind of
how
retarded.
Can you? We're two guys on a couch.
Yeah.
You can't. You cannot be like.
You should listen to the dog before us.
You
too.
Can't even. You know, that's the funny. And you know what? This podcast, we're not going to take like the Joe Rogan thing where it's like, well, now we're like a legitimate platform. We're never going to be a legitimate platform. If this podcast makes any money, it's going to a nicer couch.
Yeah, I was about
that's
to say.
That's it, dude.
Yeah. I'll literally be. Unless I'm with my lady still, it'll be like...
No, she's gone, dude. Once this podcast picks up,
if
we're
I had
bachelors.
Real money, I would have to like...
You'd have to leave
go
her.
On a binge, right?
You'd have to. I'd have to marry Kelly, dude.
You'd have to... You'd have to.
I'd have to marry Kelly.
You'd
have to
vicariously live through my debauchery.
Well, I could watch you have sex.
There you go. Yeah, you and Kelly could.
No, just me.
Okay, just you? Okay.
I got to have my own hobbies.
That's fine.
But really, I would just like...
I'd be nervous if you and Kelly were there.
Let me tell you something. I'm getting a PS5 Pro. No question. Xbox Series X. You're not getting a PlayStation. You're never going to make that
Switch. I'd get both consoles with that.
You wouldn't.
I actually wouldn't. I don't think I would be as debaucherous. I would...
You'd invest all in the Xbox.
I would... Yeah, I don't know. I'd get a nice apartment in here.
I would own an apartment complex.
Yeah?
I'd own an apartment complex. I'd make sure everyone living there
has
fixed
rent.
That's
what I would do.
And then I'd also make sure that for them, they can always like sign that lease over either to like family members.
Yeah.
So children can inherit it or they can like give it to their kids or they can give it to like a loved one that, you know, they basically choose who takes it over. But they can be like locked in at that rent forever.
I would try to find the club that lets
you
hunt a man, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I would do because we'd have money. I'd have time to go explore.
I would.
Like,
yeah.
That's my debauchery.
I would be like,
I'd accelerate past everything, past. I wouldn't be one of those elites who has sex with children. I'd be the one who kills a child.
Nice.
Yes. Or raises one to be a killer as well. There you go.
Yeah.
That's me.
Would you adopt a little black child from Africa to train
them? Yeah. And if my lady's cool with that, she can hang. But if not, then the debauchery follows.
I feel like adoption's out. Having a ward is in.
Yeah, exactly. It would be like, yeah, it would be like Robin, where I'd be like, he'd show up and be like, whoa. It'd be like an African kid from the bush. I let him out of the box.
Yeah.
He's like a scared cat. He runs around the room, smashes stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He's freaking out. And I'm like, hey, hey. And he like hides under the, you know, the banister or something. And then I leave him, you know, nice dinner every night. And I come back and it's like thrown around in scraps because he still doesn't know how to be normal. And then he just starts coming closer to me and be nicer. And then I show him that we can kill people together. And that's how we become friends.
Alex.
Yeah, that's how we become even better friends. Because he still has the bloodlust in him. You know, you ever seen that movie Beast of No Nation where Idris Elba has sex with children?
Really?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. I can't believe that psycho wants to be James Bond.
Yeah. Dude, for real. Like, that's one. Can we not? Can we just
can we
keep
like,
him?
Just, like, can we just have, like, a regular person as James Bond?
No women, no other races, just white guys.
And like, honestly, like
Aaron Taylor Johnson's perfect.
And
we like him.
And like, let's be real, like, okay, like, yeah, the most recent couple of James Bond movies, they were good. But like, let's bring back the fucking crazy gadgets and shit.
Yeah, no, dude, I want that so bad.
Like enough of this, like, fucking, like, oh, James Bond can do parkour and shit. He needs to have like all kinds of crazy weapons. It needs to be, like, a little over the top. And it needs to be a little bit campy.
That and Batman, dude. Yeah. Batman, don't get me wrong, I'm actually really excited for the new Matt Reeves shit. But there should be another director out there making Batman that's not... who's the guy who did all the weird ones back?
Joel Schumacher.
Schumacher. Not as crazy as Schumacher, but... Like the cartoons, where it is zany, but it's also dark. You know what
so
I mean?
So I actually think the Michael Keaton Batman appearance in The Flash.
Oh, like I was gonna say Batman Returns is actually
like
perfect.
That, but then like in The Flash, like it had him dealing with like Kryptonians and more sci-fi elements.
Right.
So it shows that you can still have a grounded Batman in a surrealistic environment and make it work. Batman with prep time, anything can work.
Yeah. Batman Returns is the perfect, I think, microcosm of what we're talking about, and GoldenEye is also the where it's like hardcore dope action, but also James Bond with the quips, and he has like I forgot what gadgets he has in that movie, but he has a few cool.
He had his watch, the Timex watch that also had lasers in it.
That shit, exactly.
It had the pen that exploded.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Damn, I want to watch GoldenEye again. Whoa.
GoldenEye's been the theme of like the last three. Podcasts anyway.
Yeah, well, like I've been playing the game. It's so much the game's the, and you know what, people like to shit on the game being like, oh, it's a fucking product of its time, it's just nostalgia. It's still a fun game. It runs smooth, it's fun. It's gonna be one of those like, oh, I'm always gonna play this.
Have you gotten any farther in Dishonored?
No.
Oh,
I have gotten like the teleport. I've gotten like all the skills and stuff.
Keep you, dude. I'm telling you.
So I do like that. It's I like how like there's multiple ways you can solve shit.
So many, dude.
Yeah.
Mad so replayability.
I've been exploring with that.
I was always trying to stealth.
Yeah, the stealth is tricky, but it's so rewarding when you pull it off.
Dude, I would love in that game, like, jump. Because if you jump from the highest point and land on someone, you fucking stick the sword in their head.
It's very Assassin's Creed-y like that.
Assassin's Creed and Bioshock had a baby, I always said.
Yeah, I liked it.
Keep at it, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to keep at it. I enjoy it. It's fun.
You'll eventually just run through a room and just destroy people. Like, it's insane.
You know, it was a crazy game on... this is crazy. Like that Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. It's on sale. It's $5.
I heard it's terrible.
For the
though.
Deluxe edition.
Heard it's bad.
Isn't that crazy?
You did get it, though, didn't you?
I'm probably going to.
Just
$5. Still, like, it's $5, so at least I can, like, you know, try it out and see what, like, the online content is. For $5, if I play for about an hour, I've got my money's worth.
Any piece of media, for, well, DVDs, I guess not really, but, like, a book... Or, like, a video game for $5 nowadays is invaluable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, like, I was walking down the street recently, saw a book I'd been wanting to... It's the third book in the trilogy I'm wanting to read. $5, hardcover. It was brand new, too, which also could indicate it's not that good, but still got it. And it was $32, you know what I mean, on the back. So I was like, oh, I'll buy this for $5 because I was going to get it anyways because I want to read it.
I feel like I bet it's one of those games where it's like it's all right, but you know, they're probably gonna keep adding patches and stuff to it.
I heard it was just also bad on like lore and everything.
Well, it sucks. It's like they kill Batman, and it's like it was originally gonna be Kevin Conroy's last Batman appearance, but then he had his appearance on Crisis on Infinite Earth 2, where he was Batman, and it was fucking great.
Is that the animated one?
Yeah, that's the animated one where it's like. The Anti-Monitor is wiping out universes, and one of the universes that's going to get wiped out is the DCAU. Mm. And like the last scene is Kevin Conroy's Batman fighting Mark Hamill's Joker.
Oh, that's pretty badass.
Yeah, and then like he's like, if I have to go down, at least I go down like this, being Batman. And, you know, it's like, oh, cool. You know, he got like the send off he deserves because in Kill the Justice League, it's like, oh, he died. Like they kill him.
Yeah. You know. People don't like that. People
but now then they, then like the DLC spoiler, the DLC for Kill the Justice League
comes back.
Shows that, oh, they actually were killing clones and that the real Justice League is held on Brainiac's ship, so all the DLC is gonna be rescuing the Justice League.
Boo.
And, well, it's like cause like they've made Harley Quinn an anti-hero, but they don't know how to
They never do.
Because, like, you know, they can't really commit on, like, you know, anti-heroes, and that's why Jason Todd is kind of just floating around in obscurity. And when
he's
he could
the
be
Punisher Batman.
Yeah, and that's what he should. They should have him go into that. And, like, almost like anti-hero, where he's fighting Batman and crime.
Yeah, he's pretty bad at his job, too, because all the villains are still alive. He doesn't kill any of them.
And that's like, his whole point when he came back was, like, I'm going to kill these people because that's what you should be doing.
And just can't do it.
And then they just made him like an angrier. They made him like the Raphael.
Yeah, exactly.
They made him like the Raphael of the Bat family.
Yeah, he always is close and then Batman stops him.
Yeah, he's like, think about this. Jason, don't. You know.
No.
Then they made Tim Drake gay or bi. Good do you believe in that shit?
Whatever.
Dude, they almost made Connor Kent Superboy trans.
I remember that.
That storyline, that was fucking ridiculous.
Whatever, dude. They can keep.
They're going to get at. Dude, Trump's back in the White House, dude. It's going to be illegal to be trans. They're going to kill Miles Morales. There's only going to be one Spider-Man.
Who's the. God damn it. I can't. It doesn't matter. The guy who killed Trayvon Martin's going to show up.
Derek Chauvin.
Oh, yeah, that guy, too. Yeah, it's just all the...
Oh, fucking the other guy, not Derek. Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd.
Who
killed Trayvon Martin?
I know, I can't remember his name for some reason.
He was Mexican.
It's right on the tip of my...
Hector something?
No. It's fine. All those dudes, though, they all like... they're like the Sinister Six. It's like him, Chauvin. Yeah. The cops who choked out the fat guy. See, I can't remember anyone's name right now.
The guy selling loose cigarettes. I can't breathe.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway.
Damn, dude. That sucks, man. Yeah. That would suck to get killed by a cop.
Yeah. It sucks just getting a ticket from a cop.
Dude, it sucks being around a cop. If you're a cop, you should take a gun and fucking shoot yourself in the fucking face. We hate cops. We're an anti-cop podcast, dude. We're what are we? So what are we? We're anti-cop. We're pro-Republican Party.
pro.
We're basically pro Nazis in a lot of ways. Are we Nazis? You're definitely
adoption, gay adoption.
Well, like you're Italian, I'm Japanese, so we're both part of the Axis of Evil.
We're waiting. We need a German. We need to get a Nazi.
We had a fucking German.
We did. We did. At one point. That would have been perfect.
We should re-release those episodes that I deleted in a fit of rage. They're there. Don't worry. Everything is saved on an external hard drive.
R.I.P. Stephen Wolf.
That will be released to the public 50 years after my death.
That'd be great.
So
it's like the Wu-Tang album?
Yeah. So in 2075, everyone will be able to view my incredible collection of material.
Yeah.
My entire comedy career can be summed up in 4 terabytes.
That's a lot.
Is it, though?
I think that's more than all the games I have. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's more than, like, some comics have.
That is true. That is true.
And I'm just getting started, baby. Damn, spaghetti.
Yeah, some of them should just delete it, though. They don't need they don't need 1 terabyte, let alone 4.
They don't even need a megabyte, really. Megabyte.
What are you going to get for Christmas? I never asked you.
Fucking lump of coal, I'll tell you that much.
I believe it, dude. You are a naughty boy, dude.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I'd like a puppy.
Ooh, another one. I might keep dropping hints to my lady. Like, give me an Xbox.
She's not going to give you an Xbox, dude. It's too early in the relationship.
It's also a lot too. That would be a lot.
Do you want an Xbox? You want an Xbox Series X or an Xbox Series S?
Just the one that is good. A good one would be cool.
They're both good, but I feel
like. How much are they?
Well, an Xbox Series X right now is like $450, or you can get a 2 terabyte one for $600, or you can get the Series S for $250.
I wouldn't do that to her.
Series S is digital only. Do you have any CDs or Xbox discs?
I do.
You're gonna need to get an Xbox Series X then.
Yeah, because I still want to. Over the weekend, I found out that I have Fallout 4 on disc at my mom's. Well, I brought it home though.
Yeah,
to the
good the good thing about the Xbox Series X, though, is like it's powerful enough that any backwards compatible games, it will automatically upscale for you.
Oh, wow, dude.
It's pretty cool. It's powerful.
It'll upscale Fallout 3 even more?
Yeah. You'll at least play it with like at 60 frames per second.
Dude, I am ripping through Fallout 3 in New Vegas.
Again?
Well, New Vegas and Fallout 3, I got the like reveal all locations perk.
Yeah.
So I've just been going to in Fallout 3, I beat it, so I'm in Broken Steel, the DLC, but I'm going to every location I've never been to and discovering them, and then same thing in New Vegas, but I haven't even met Mr. House or Benny yet.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to I went to the fucking mutant, I met the mutants, I met Lily.
Yeah, yeah.
She's my companion now.
Yeah, they're fun, huh?
Yeah, so I'm up there right now, and I'm making my way, dude.
You know, I really think, like, if they keep with the New Vegas theme in Fallout, the Fallout franchise.
Yeah.
For season 2, it's going to be fucking.
I do too. Really, you've seen the behind the scenes
stuff? Yeah.
They showed the Novak sign today, I think. That's it's. Oh, dude. Oh, boy, dude. I'm excited. I'm also. I read a bunch of like people who are very weary about it because of how New Vegas ends. It ends like. It has like so many different ways to end. That this almost it's making one of the endings canon, allegedly.
Damn.
Not happy about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, part of it is, like, open to interpretation, but...
Yeah.
I mean, like, all Fallouts, like, are kind of, like, a little open-ended, but still, like, what?
Right.
You know, this is what really happened. Yeah. Where are we at on time?
Oh, we're almost done. We have, another few minutes. Not even.
Fucked up.
Again?
Yeah, dude. I gotta get the screws in.
Yeah, dude. I don't do manual labor ever, dude.
I'd just buy a new one.
I'd buy a new one or I'd ask someone else to come do it.
Damn.
I hate it, dude.
I just got to find some screws. That's all. Shouldn't be that bad. Oops, hopefully, knock on wood.
Okay, sorry. Just reminded me.
Oh, you're talking about, you're thinking about your girl?
My might as well be. It's actually my dishwasher. So it's more reliable and talks less and, you know, cooler than my girl. But it's not working right now. So
uh-oh.
My girl's now bumped up to number one, I guess.
Your dishwasher's not working?
It's not working.
You just getting it. What kind do you have?
I don't know. Some fucking one. Whatever one my Jew landlord installed.
Oh, it's installed into the house?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Or whatever it is. We got to get that shit fixed. I'm going to text the boys after and be like, yo, what the fuck's up?
Yeah,
with
what's
that?
Going on, dude? I don't know how to clean a dish.
Yeah. I'm mainly just disrespecting my lady because she started listening to the pod. So I'm just.
This pod?
Just sprinkling
oh,
disrespect.
Oh, no. Spaghetti.
Yeah.
No, dude. She must really love you.
Maybe.
She's like, oh, Tom. You're so funny on this pod.
She's a sweet lady.
Oh, you love her, dude. Maybe someday she'll be Lady Spaghetti.
Mama Spaghetti.
Yeah. Damn, dude. It's really happening. I'm happy for you. You're growing up in front of my eyes, dude.
No, dude. No. Listen, you know. You never know. She could try to kill me one day, and then we have to not talk anymore. So, you know.
Why?
You can't hang out with a girl who tries to kill you, dude. Well, I guess, yeah. Then what about the whole Hispanic race, am I right?
Yeah,
but
dude.
I'm just saying, bless you, I'm just saying, you know, I don't do that shit.
Yeah.
But she hasn't yet, so. We'll see. Nice. She's Japanese, though, so, you know, they get really wild about stuff sometimes, and then they start. I've been watching Lone Wolf and the Cub, dude, and every other thing is like. You did this.
Yeah.
Let's fight.
It's like I fuck you up.
Yeah. It's like I've dishonored myself. Let's fight so I can regain my dishonor. And if I die, at least I die as a warrior. And that's she
Whoa.
Brings that to the table sometimes too. It seems.
Damn, what a powerful lady.
I know. It's terrifying.
Do you love her?
I don't know. I don't know if I'll have to say.
You're leaning towards yes, though. Just look into the camera and say, like, I love her. You don't have to say her name, but just say, I love her.
Mm.
Look at the camera.
I haven't said it to her yet, so I'm not going
to
just say
it
to the
to
camera.
To the, but like that, by the time she okay, gets to this episode, this. By the time she gets to this episode,
no.
Say it.
No.
And you can say, I've loved you from the start.
No.
No, it's okay. Just look into
I'm
the
not
camera
doing
and
that.
Say,
no.
Just say, I love you. Look in the camera and say,
no.
I love you.
Tell Kelly you'll start to make some changes.
Say, Matilda, I love you.
See, exactly. You're not going to do that.
What do I have to do?
I don't know. I'm assuming there's something she'd like you to change.
Never, dude. I'm literally the most perfect, wonderful boyfriend in the world.
Kelly.
And not a day goes by where she doesn't think she hit the jackpot, dude. She's like, Dan, this fucking cool-ass funny guy that smokes all this weed and plays video games. Fucking radical, fucking shits himself daily. Fucking rocks, dude.
You got the smell down. I never smelled the poop.
Well, you know, I just I just throw out the underwear.
I just throw it.
That's
all
the
out,
life hack.
Really quick.
Life hack, dude. Just throw out the underwear. No one knows. No, you shit yourself.
Yeah. If you're an adult and you don't do that, like you shit yourself and you're like, I'll wash these. Dude, you have a hard life.
Yeah, dude. Just buy a new fucking
buy
pair,
a new pair.
Dude.
I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, dude. Or like people still have like holes in their underwear.
Oh god, bro. Throw them out.
It's like, dude, they've served their purpose.
Also,
yeah,
underwear is not that expensive.
You buy underwear in bulk.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, I'll never understand our comedian friends.
And like fresh underwear feels nice, dude.
Mm.
A fresh ass pair of undies,
I'm
dude.
Have to get me some fresh underwear after this.
It's time, dude.
Oh, after this, I'm going to Elena Bamfield's birthday party. You want to come?
Ooh,
it's at Alligator Lounge.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is there also an open mic there?
No, I don't
think
so.
That's funny. I barely know her, though. I'm not even Facebook friends with her.
Ooh.
We don't follow each other on Instagram, dude.
Ooh. Oh, well.
I'm just an outsider. Are you really going?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
God, I hate doing social things, dude. I just want to... Damn, dude, I wish I was born in the wrong fucking century, dude, because I would love to just chill in an opium den, dude. I would love that shit, dude. Every fucking painting I've seen of an opium den, like,
it does look
they're
fun.
Just fucking chilling, dude.
It's like a topless chick walking around.
Yeah, dude.
Sticking a pipe in your mouth.
Yeah, you just can hang out there for a while.
Yeah.
Like, I'm chilling, dude.
Yeah, you get to escape to another reality.
Ah, I wish, dude. I wish I had some fucking opium right
Where,
now,
like,
dude.
Birds can talk and stuff. That's fun.
I wish, dude.
I like it. Well, that's it.
That's it.
That's it for us today, dude. That you know it. You know when it's done when both of us go at the same time.
Yeah,
you know, we sighed.
We both sighed. Hey, did you just sigh?
Yeah.
That fucking retard that talked to me at work today.
Yeah. That's
but you know what?
Podcast.
Always,
yeah.
Hey, here's a tip from your old buddy Joe Gorman. Just never admit that you're being an asshole to the customer and they can't fucking prove anything.
Yeah, we'll do it, dude. The sigh is the name of the podcast. To this
yeah,
week.
Dude.
You got anything to plug, dude?
Well, I'm going to be in Pennsylvania this weekend. By the time this episode airs... I would have already done the set of my life. Maybe I'll post some clips of it here, but I'm definitely going to start posting more stand-up.
It'll be Friday, so you'll be going out then.
Oh, I will be going out. Thank God, dude. There's still time, spaghetti. So follow me on Instagram. I'll have like the addresses for the shows I'm going to be at. Follow me on Instagram at Joe W. Gorman. I have shows Friday night and Saturday night in Pennsylvania. Sunday, I'm back with my buddy Tom Spaghetti at our new show. It's called Super Sully Show. It's going to be incredible.
I hope so.
Dude. Yeah, dude. I'm pumped about it. What do you have, Spaghetti?
I'm doing Iron Mike show Wednesday, December 11th. That's in Manhattan. I'll post that in my stories if you guys want to come. Feel free if anyone ever wants to come to anything. I'll also be at Laugh Track in Connecticut December 18th, opening for John Bennett. We do it. There's like a theater in the Amtrak.
Ooh,
it's really strange. But romantic. I've done it before. It's fun, so I'm looking forward to that. And then Secret Pour, I'm doing Brad Rickert's show December 21st.
Nice.
And that's a fun time. Always come to that. If any of you really do want to come to that and get drunk with me after, because I usually do. I get hammered because Brad works the bar and he gives me drinks for free and I just tip him.
Spaghetti. Damn.
Well, so that's it.
You heard it, ladies. If you want to get drunk and taken advantage of, now's the time.
Yeah. Other than that, we're good.
Yeah. Although we do have a special sponsor we should mention.
Oh, that's right. I was wondering why you tapped me. I thought you were just being affectionate. So that's sweet.
Never, dude. I'm always business, dude. You know what else is a business? Our sponsor.
Dream Treats at NYC, dude.
Dream Treats NYC, baby.
They're the best weed or edible connect you could grab while you're in the city, especially if you want gummies, chocolates, or Rice Krispie Treats.
That's right.
I like those a lot.
Let me tell you something, man. You pop a Dream Treats in, you take a walk around the city, 20 minutes later, you're flying, right?
For real.
You're having an incredible experience. It's one of the best body and mental highs you can get. Everything rocks. Yeah. Everything hits hard. Some of the best consistency we've ever had.
Yeah.
Hit them up. Dream Treats NYC. After you make a purchase, send them a DM. Tell them Sully sent you. You'll get a little special something in your treats from your old buddy, Alexander Tom Spaghetti.
Maybe a kiss. We'll see.
Anything's possible, man.
Oh, sorry. All right.
That's okay.
Yes. See you in hell, guys.
Bye, heathen.